morning edition on KASU Jonesboro. Good morning. I'm Mark Smith. We've been trying to get to Senator John Bozeman on the line, and we do have him on the phone now. Good morning, Senator.
No, it's good to be with you. My feedback is that I like NASCAR, and I don't think it influences me to drive terribly.
You don't think you're racing through the D.C. streets because of watching NASCAR?
Well. No, not at all. In fact, either the streets of Arkansas or the streets of Washington, either one.
That is good to know. We've been trying to get you on the line, and understand you were at a breakfast this morning featuring the head of our Arkansas National Guard.
Yes, sir, and I apologize. I was at a breakfast where all of the National Guard commanders from throughout the country are here. General Wofford, who does such a tremendous job representing us in Arkansas, is present. And really talking about the challenges of the National Guard as we see a lot of restructuring of the forces, making sure that they're protected. And they, as we've seen in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, they certainly are an integral part of our country's protection. And besides that, you know, in these very difficult times of watching cost and things, they are very, very cost effective. They've got a great story to tell.
Certainly, you needed to attend that breakfast, of course, and hear about this situation. Of course, as we're pulling troops out or trying to pull troops out of Iraq, Afghanistan, these areas, the situation in Afghanistan has heated up in recent days after the reported burning of some copies of the Quran. What needs to happen there?
Well, it really is a mess, and what needs to happen is that things need to calm down. And so our State Department is working hard to do that, or, you know, the leadership. At some point we'll be going back to visit, and we'll hear directly, you know, what's going on. But this is really a difficult situation. You know, when you're there and you're trying to help people and can't really be assured that the troops that you trained are going to be loyal, that's a real problem. So. You know, there's lots of assessment going on, and I know that we'll all be glad when, you know, at some point that we can feel like that we can really start withdrawing and leave the country in a stable situation. That's everybody's hope.
Well, of course, this is just one situation among 1,001 sources of tension, it seems like, in that whole region right now, and not the least of which is, of course, Syria. The U.S. was involved in the uprising in Libya. In a limited way, why are the U.S. or U.N. forces not playing more, or why are they now playing more of a hands-off game in Syria?
I think for a couple different reasons. The Syrian military is much more sophisticated. The Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians have supplied them with lots of materials. You know, they have a relationship with Hamas, the Palestinians, and then also Hezbollah in Lebanon. And so, you know, I think the hope was to try through pressure, and the Arab League and things has been, you know, very active in that regard, to try and pressure them to do the right thing. But certainly it's a very difficult situation, and you've got, the leadership of the country that are essentially taking and turning tanks and heavy equipment on their population. I really wasn't in favor of going into Libya, to be honest with you. You know, I didn't really know why we were doing that, what the end game was going to be, and you don't know that the resulting situation is going to be any better than what you had to begin with. And right now we have a lot of chaos going on in Libya. So these are difficult situations, and right now, you know, I would be very reluctant to put Americans in harm's way.
Of course, Iran is closely linked to Syria, the Syrian government, and there's a lot of speculation about what's going on in that country, which is openly, actively pursuing a nuclear program, they say, for peaceful purposes. What stance should we take with Iran and the concerns that that Israel has?
Well, I think that we should certainly support our partner in the Middle East, Israel, you know, one of our greatest allies, and stand with them. If you listen to what the Iranians have said, they want to build a bomb, and then once they build that bomb, they would like to destroy Israel. So I think that puts Israel in a very difficult situation. And at some point, Israel probably will strike Iran and make it such that they don't have that capability. If they do, then I'm very much in support of Israel. And we need to do all that we can to make sure that we resupply them and give them all the help that we can give them.
Of course, back here at home, we have lots of issues in the Congress. You're working on the budget cutting process, constant debate over what should be cut, what warrants being continued or even increased in funding. I know in a recent floor speech you made in the Senate floor, you indicated that there's a significant effort in the Senate right now to work through the appropriations process and get through those basic budget bills that have not quite been nailed down for some time.
Yes, myself and Senator Pryor, a number of Republicans and Democrats, really complimented the Appropriations Committee because the appropriations leadership on both sides, Democrats and Republicans, really said that they were going to do their very best to get all of the individual appropriations bills passed. When you do that and do them individually, you have the ability to have much greater oversight over the process, the spending. What's happened in the past few years is that hasn't been done. All of that spending has been lumped together in a giant, humongous bill. And when you do that, you just don't have the oversight. So I think that's very positive and, you know, a real step in the right direction. That's what we were trying to do is commend, the leadership on both sides for coming together in that regard. The other huge problem that we have that is such a big deal is gas prices, and I'm very, very concerned about the price of gasoline. We need an energy policy. The Keystone Pipeline was part of that, and it does make a difference. Supply and demand. When you increase supply, we've seen this with natural gas, because of the new techniques and this and that, the new discoveries, the price of natural gas has plummeted. Because we have an 80 to 100 year supply. So with our natural gas supplies, with the oil and gas that's available throughout the country, if we would start using those areas, we would not be sending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas to countries that don't like us very much. So this is a huge thing for Arkansans, and we have to do a much, much better job of that.
A lot of people are wondering right now why gas prices are going up so much. There doesn't seem to be an incredible problem with supply or demand right now. And they're wondering why now gas prices seem to be spiking.
Well, there really is a problem with demand in the sense the Chinese in the last few years have gone around and, bought the assets or the rights to assets in different countries. When you look at the amount of oil that they've been using, 5-10 years ago compared to now, those countries, India, China, are really booming. And so there really is a situation, where demand is tight. Along with that, you have the problem in the Middle East, and there is a small amount of speculation. Most of the speculation that goes on, it's interesting, is done, by other people in other parts of the world besides the United States, so that's very difficult to control. But it is to a large extent supply and demand. And regardless, we need to use the resources that we've been blessed with. If we would do that, it would make us less dependent on Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, countries that don't like us very much. And then again, you can imagine if we would have that money that we were giving to our own producers, putting that money into our own economy versus buying stuff overseas, that would be a tremendous help.
Having to cut this a bit short today, of course, with the Michigan and Arizona primaries that we just had, is it looking more and more like Mitt Romney has the Republican nomination in the bag?
That's been such a roller coaster ride. I thought that probably, coming out of some of the other states with momentum, that looked like that he was going to be able to do that. But who knows? You would think that that is the case, but there's been so many ups and downs. You have to remember that former Senator Santorum, not too long ago, he was polling at about 2%. So, again, it's a roller coaster ride. I think, though, that it is going to be that once all is said and done, I think it's going to be the Republicans' advantage in the sense that, you know, going through this very tough election cycle, whoever comes out on top is certainly going to be battle-hardened and ready for a very tough election with President Obama.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.